Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think he's continued to grow. I didn't play quarterback at a high level in college. I played when I was like six, so there wasn't many reads and 600-pound linemen running at me full speed, or eight different reads, or different coverages. So I'm not necessarily an expert on quarterback play, but he's continued to grow from what I've seen and make strides and continue to pour into his profession and his craft. And from my perspective, that's all I can ask for.
All right, hour number two on 6-7 The Score. Jensen Richards along with you until 9 o'clock this evening. It's been a busy show so far. Talk plenty about the Cubs, this torrid pace that Pete Crow Armstrong is on, and of course how good the Cubs are doing this season, and cover the trade deadline, what we saw there, and we're going to talk a little bit of Bears here as well. That was Rome Odunze on not only what he's seeing from Caleb Williams, but also getting to work with Ben Johnson. 312-644-6767, trying to track down Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports. She said something on The Score recently that I wanted to follow up with. First of all, let's make sure that I heard her correctly. But second of all, I'd like her to elaborate a little bit on it. What I thought I heard her say was when Ben Johnson took over in Detroit as the offensive coordinator, that Jared Goff and Ben needed to go between them a little bit because of Ben Johnson's intensity. Right now, I don't think there was a rift necessarily, but just perhaps that was what Jared Goff needed at times, maybe even a little bit of space from Ben Johnson. That's what I heard her say. And I'd like to perhaps dig a little bit deeper into that and see if the mannerisms, or what we understand from Caleb Williams, how that would work out as well. Another topic that I wanted to get into with her a little bit is, could we see more design runs from Caleb Williams this year? I was looking at these numbers from Caleb, and he was seventh in rushing for quarterbacks last year. Seventh. Okay. Now, number one, Lamar Jackson. Number two, Jaden Daniels. I believe number three was Jalen Hurts. And one of the issues that I saw from Caleb last year is, this was a guy who in college, besides what we saw him do from a traditional quarterback standpoint or from a pocket passing standpoint, really Caleb Williams' greatest skill set wasn't just his athleticism, but it was his natural fit to play the position and just be a playmaker. Just get the ball in his hands, and whether it's passing or even whether it's scrambling, he was going to figure it out and he was going to get you first downs, and really he was going to run his way and pass his way to a Heisman Trophy. But you almost felt like the scrambling aspect of it, or extending a play, if you will, was something that Caleb Williams almost needed to apologize for, or almost something to be embarrassed of. Because you felt like the Bears, and Caleb in himself, with how long he would hold on to the ball at times, was saying, we're going to prove you guys wrong. Those of you that said he's too much of a scrambler, he plays outside the system, or he's not going to be able to run your system, you felt like Caleb and the Bears said, well, let me show you what we can do as a pocket passer. And I think a lot of times that's why you saw as many sacks as you did, because Caleb didn't know the offense that well. He wasn't coached well at all, and he didn't want to run around and scramble and move around. Studs, let's hear the OU highlight. Right, one of my favorite Caleb Williams plays isn't just him throwing a 70-yard touchdown or him scrambling for 40, 50 yards and breaking away. It was this play, Oklahoma. This was before he was at USC. Oklahoma versus Kansas.
31. Brooks this time spins off one. They get stopped. No, Williams took it out of his arms magically. What a play, leaving the Jayhawks shocked in his wake.
How did Caleb Williams do that?
Unbelievable. You talk about a timely, intelligent play.
See, he stripped the ball from his teammate for a first down. He may have gotten 4 or 5 yards, but he moved the chains going forward. In the play-by-play there, they use the word magic. At times, Caleb Williams did things that made you just simply say, how did he do that? Now, he did that in the NFL at times, right? He did that. I think perhaps the times where we would say that the most was he was rolling left or right, and he has a rocket for an arm and the accuracy at times. At times, his most accurate throws was when he was moving left or right out of the pocket. But what I think this year, what we could see from Caleb Williams is just more design runs. Now, again, he had a number of design runs last year, but they didn't really equate to a lot of success. I think he had 81 design runs and not much over 100 yards. And from a scrambling standpoint, he did that, but you could tell he did not want to do that. So Ben Johnson, to me, when we heard him celebrate early on when he first took the job, is he's never had a quarterback can do the things athletically that Caleb Williams can do. And Ben Johnson's greatest skill set, because think about it, Ben isn't someone that just comes from a tree. He's not a coaching tree where it's like, well, he was in the McVay system, he was in the Shanahan system. No, Ben Johnson is very much his own man, and he's designed his offense in Detroit, and that's exactly what he's going to do here in Chicago. So I find it impossible to think that we won't see more well-coached design runs for Caleb Williams, where Caleb can be great with the ball in his hand, and it's not just when he's throwing it. Take Tom Brady, for example. Brady, you wanted him to have the ball in his hands, but you also wanted him to get rid of it as quickly as possible. And that was his greatest skill set, to be able to get rid of it as quickly as possible. For Caleb Williams, I think we're going to see a lot more opportunities for him to try to find open space and be the playmaker that he is. All right, we have been able to track down Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and the Marquee Sports Network. Carmen joins us now on 670 The Score. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Good. So sorry about that. I don't know if I lost service or what, but my phone didn't ring. So
it is all good.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, no, good to talk to you. Here's one of the reasons why I've been trying to track you down the last few days. You said something on The Score. By the way, you can tell me if I just heard you wrong, but it was something I wanted to explore a little bit more. I thought I heard you say that when Ben Johnson first took over as offensive coordinator in Detroit, that he needed a go-between he and Jared Goff because Ben Johnson operates a little bit differently. Did I hear you clearly on that?
Yeah, you did. No, there was a little bit of a buffer needed in the very beginning between the two of them and to kind of help establish some trust. And obviously at that point, Ben Johnson was a first-time offensive coordinator, so didn't quite come in with the track record he has now for Chicago. But it was something that they had to work through, and that's totally fine because everybody has a certain way of doing things. At that point, Jared Goff was already a vet as well. So you think about, all right, there's these two personalities. They're set in their ways or what they think are their ways, and they clashed a little bit, but they got through it, and they had a wonderful working relationship by the time that Ben Johnson left Detroit, clearly given, you know, the output on the field. But also, you know, even behind the scenes, they had a really good relationship at the end of the day because they kind of – they got to know each other and understood where everybody was coming from, and it ended up being a really beautiful friendship.
I wonder how much Ben Johnson may or may not have grown from that, just because we continue to hear about the intensity out at Bears practice. You know, Chris Emma told me, covered the Bears for 11 years, he's never heard anything like the practices so far. Yeah. out at Hallows Hall. What should we make of Ben Johnson today versus the guy that needed that buffer between he and Jared Goff?
Yeah, I mean, he still has the intensity. You know, as someone who covered who's been covering the Lions for the last few years, like, I've been at practices with Ben Johnson, and I saw that firsthand before he came to Chicago. So it was funny to me, and it was the thing that I kept saying where, you know, we heard the players last year from the locker room in a lot of these media availabilities talk about how they wanted to be coached, and they wanted, you know, to be coached hard. And Caleb Williams himself said those mm-hmm. things. And when they hired Ben Johnson, I was like, okay, you're about to get your wish. Yeah. And sure enough, I mean, Ben Johnson is still incredibly intense, but that's part of his charm. That's the way that he coaches. And guys respond to it, again, because, and this is the key, I think, when it comes to Ben, he rewards his players in a really fun way. And it might not come right away, but like the things that he would do in Detroit, he would devise game plans specifically to exploit one player if they were going against like their former team, or, you know, something happened to them that week that they really needed a boost from or whatever. Ben Johnson would design plays, would pull things out from stuff that had already been installed to make sure that those players are getting their due and, you know, are being rewarded for the hard work that they're putting in and being rewarded for the MFing that they're putting up with in practice, because that's what happens. But he's one of those, you know, he's going to coach you really hard. He's going to coach you up to the littlest detail, but he is going to reward you on the field, and he's going to make it fun for you. And what's more fun than scoring points and winning games, right? So yeah. Hopefully if he can do that, you know, all the guys will be completely bought in, but he's coming into Chicago with a track record that he did not have when he took over as offensive coordinator in Detroit. So I think that's working in his favor as well.
Yeah, no doubt. If you were to ask yourself, what does it look like if you don't pay attention to details? I would show you the 2024 Bears, who, you know, completely collapsed when things got a little bit difficult. And Ben Johnson's making sure that that is not the case this year. Carmelo Vitale of Fox Sports, the Marquee Sports Network, with us on 6-7 The Score. Judson Richards along with you this evening. So, Carmen, I was just talking about how I miss the Caleb Williams of USC and Oklahoma. And you know, it's not that I want him to be the scrambling around and running around, we know doesn't work. But you felt like he and the Bears wanted to prove to you, I can be a pocket passer. And then he would stand there for 5 seconds and be sacked, right? We know Ben Johnson has the ability, or he's shown, he's going to put you in a place to succeed, right? This is not only the offensive mind that he is, but he's just a smart individual. Could you see more design runs for Caleb Williams to try to get the ball in his hand to allow him to be that natural athlete and a guy who's got great instincts on the gridiron this year?
Absolutely, because that's what this whole period of time has been, is the OTAs, minicamp, which Caleb Williams was present for all of it, even working out with the rookies when he didn't have to, all that kind of stuff. This is all about evaluating not just Caleb Williams, but each individual player can and can't do, and raising not only their ceiling, but their floor. That's something that Ben Johnson told me when he got hired, was specifically that it wasn't just about exploiting a player's strengths. It was about elevating his floor. And what's a really easy way to do that with a guy like Caleb Williams, who does have that athleticism? Teach him how to get, you know, out of trouble, out of, you know, and get the ball to his playmakers, whether that's using his feet, whether that's getting the ball out quicker, whatever it is. Ben Johnson should be able to figure out, all right, this is what makes Caleb Williams the best player he can be. It's going to be different than it was with Jared Goff, because they are such different players. They do have such different skill sets. And I don't know what it's going to look like when it comes to what he's going to ask Caleb Williams to do, because I do know it's going to be tailored to Caleb specifically. It's not going to be, hey, I did this with Jared, it worked, let's do it with you. That's not how Ben Johnson operates. So when you talk about what the split's going to be between Caleb Williams, you know, how much is he going to run, or like have these design runs, how much is he going to have the opportunity to scramble, all that kind of stuff, I can't tell you that, because I don't even think Ben Johnson knows that yet. It's just kind of feeling it out after this evaluation period and now putting the puzzle together to make it look as good as it possibly can and to be as successful as it possibly can.
What will remind us of the Detroit offense?
I mean, Ben Johnson, there's things that every coach just kind of hones in on, whether it's intentional or not. I mean, Ben Johnson really does believe that everything starts with the run game. And so I do really think that that's going to be a factor. Is it going to look like it did in Detroit? No, because they don't have a tandem like David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs quite yet. But there's a lot that builds off of the run when it comes to Ben Johnson's offense, and that's in an effort to keep it multiple. So you really, as a defense, you can't pin your ears back and go. You can't just you can't count on, you know, an offense that's going to pass the ball or run the ball. It's going to be varied, but in order to do that, you have to, quote unquote, establish the run. Honestly, the biggest thing that I think that Caleb or that Ben Johnson really stresses, and we saw it with all the free agent acquisitions this year, the trades that the Bears executed, it's the offensive line. And that is there. It's so crucial to get that unit in particular right, because that's how you get a really good run game. That's how you have pass protection. And Ben Johnson loves to do really fun things with offensive linemen, whether it's trotting out six or seven sometimes, having Penei Sewell go out for a pass, all these fun things that require multiple offensive linemen, not just your starting five. So that will stay the same, because that is just the foundation of which his offense is built. But all of the window dressing and kind of the fun gadget things and the pettiness that comes later, that's all going to be very, very different. And it's going to be dependent on what this Bears personnel can do.
Who was it that made that great catch when they had the offensive lineman running routes? So was that Darnell Wright? I think that, yeah, it was Darnell.
Yes, with the one-handed. Snapped it out of the air.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that in week 13, right? You know, Ben storing that away. And he's going to try to do something with that. Another thing about the Ben Johnson and Lions offense is, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown was asked to do everything, whether it was out wide from the slot, be a running back or block like a running back, right? Like Amon-Ra is just, he was virtually everywhere. And if you want to call him a star, it's hard to find a star wideout do those types of things, including the running back and blocking aspect of it. Could or will DJ Moore be the Amon-Ra St. Brown? Because I think their skill sets are very similar, and we know that Ben Johnson knows how to get the most out of that position everywhere on the field.
He does, and I think in the beginning of everything, you are going to see a lot out of DJ Moore, you know, just kind of all over the formation, because he can line up all over the field when it comes to those receiving duties. But I also think that while maybe some people thought that they should have taken an offensive lineman with that pick, Luther Burden, I think, is going to be huge when it comes to this. Once he gets healthy, I think that that's kind of the vision for him, too, is to be a do-it-all guy. He's got the skill set to do it. His skill set, actually, I think, really, really matches what Amon-Ra St. Brown can do. Obviously, he hasn't taken an NFL snap yet. But when you look at this guy on tape and you look at what he was able to do at Missouri, you kind of see some Amon-Ra St. Brown to his game, where he's not afraid to get dirty. He's not afraid to go in for those blocks, and he can line up all over the field. So I really think that between the two of those guys, Ben Johnson is going to figure out, you know, those puzzle pieces, especially when that's kind of the depth of this offense right now. You don't have the deepest running back room. You're getting there with your tight ends now, Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet. But you've got a really, really good receiver core once all those guys are healthy. So it's going to be really fun to see him play around, and whether it's one guy that looks like Amon-Ra St. Brown or two guys that kind of fill that role, we'll see. But Ben Johnson has the flexibility to do that right now with this roster.
Yeah, Carmen, I'm glad you brought up Luther Burden, because on Monday night, I did go over the comments that he made about Luther. I don't know if you dove into those, but when he used the word trust, right? Like, you know, there are words when you're challenging a player or you're lifting up a player. And I thought it was kind of a personal, I wouldn't say attack, but I felt like he made it somewhat personal when he said, your teammates need to be able to trust you. Your coaches need to be able to trust you. Was that for Luther Burden, or is Ben Johnson just very much in the messaging stage to this team?
Yeah, he's in the messaging stage for this team. Yeah. I mean, I think it's one of those things where, why can't it be both? It's absolutely for Luther Burden, because he needs to know the expectations right away. And I really actually appreciated those comments, because so many other coaches, including some that were here maybe last year, would gloss over that and say, you know what, it's okay, he's a rookie, it happens, we're going to be fine, he's going to be great. And Ben Johnson gets up there and says, you know what, I can't promise that. And I appreciate that transparency, because you can't promise that at the end of the day. You can't promise that he's going to get the workload that he was previously going to get, because he did miss out on valuable snaps. And you do have other guys in this receiver room that can kind of pick up that slack and take on that workload. But at the end of the day, Caleb Williams has to trust you, and he has to know you. And he can't know you unless he's gotten a lot of reps together. So I really appreciated that about Ben Johnson. I've seen that kind of every time he steps to the podium. He's not making these promises that he can't, or he doesn't know if he can keep. He's not saying outlandish things. He's not talking, you know, oh, well, everybody's going to be fine, everything's going to be great, everything's going swell. He's like, no, you know what? Today sucked. Today was bad practice.
Right.
And there's going to be those bumps in the road. I can't promise that things are going to get better, you know, here, there, or wherever. But I can promise you we're going to try. And I appreciate that so much out of a coach.
Yeah, I love a good press conference. I call it podium theater. And yeah. I especially love off-season podium theater. And so, who knows if Ben Johnson will be a great head coach, but he has delivered some really good off-season podium theater so far this season. Carmen, it is June 19th. Too early to ask for a Bears 2025 prediction? I'll ask you, how you feeling about this team, especially in this division?
I keep saying it, and it's true. I am more optimistic about this Bears team than I have been in a very, very long time. And I grew up here, so I have some trust issues. So
I was going to say it's low floor.
Yeah, it's a low floor. I'm usually the one that's trying to temper expectations. And it's not that I'm not doing that this year, but I am more optimistic than I have been in years past. I am not setting expectations for win losses. I'm not setting expectations for playoffs. I'm not setting expectations for the division, especially given how good this division is. But I do think that the Bears are going to be a lot better. Now, whether that results in a winning record, I still don't even know that. I talk a lot about how when Ben Johnson took over in Detroit, they went 1-6 to start his tenure as offensive coordinator. And it turned into, you know, by the end of the season, they knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs out of spite. They had a ton of momentum going. Like, you could see that, like, the belief was there and that things were working. But it didn't necessarily reflect in the record. So that's kind of where I'm at with the Bears, where I'm optimistic, actually, that this is going to work. But I don't know if I want to jump ahead to playoffs, even though this roster is better than what the Lions were working with back then. Just give it time. And also, again, I grew up here. I need to see it before I can believe it. Like, those are my own trust issues, though.
Are you a Cubs or Sox fan?
I'm a Sox fan.
Sox fan. Okay.
Which is funny because I work for Marquee and I do wonderful things and I don't hate the Cubs. I went to the Cubs World Series parade. Any team that brings a championship to Chicago, I'm not going to hate. But when I was younger, I decided that, well, a lot of people around the country like the Cubs. Nobody else outside Chicago likes the Sox, so I'm going to like the Sox.
Yeah, well, I will say your Sox hit a grand slam, and so they tied up the game, and they were playing the Cardinals. So, you know, maybe even Cubs fans are rooting for the Sox right now. Carmen, great stuff. I guess maybe when we get a little closer to the season, we'll try to hold you to a record for the 2025 Bears. Okay. Too early for that.
All right,
now.
Deal.
Still got a ways to go. Glad we tracked you down. Thanks for your time on a Thursday night.
Thank you guys so much. Sorry again.
All good. All right. Good stuff there from Carmen Vitale. Enjoyed that. I would like to continue on a little bit with this. We'll get back to the Cubs as well. I've been one to say, I'm not afraid to say it, I'd love to see Pete Crow Armstrong in the Home Run Derby. I mean, was anyone else really, really disappointed when he said no? Ultimately, I have to admit that I am. But coming up next, let's do this. In Ben Johnson's offense, will Caleb Williams become a top five rushing quarterback this upcoming season? We've got some points to support why we think he will. That's next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So now fourth and four, and the Bears will go 0-for-1 today. 15 of 24 this year. Caleb Williams looking, dancing, hopping. Wow. Caleb Williams making it happen. The rookie with a first down.
I mean, Jahan Ward is laying on the ground, and he hops right over him, number 52. This is outstanding. Again, going up into the middle of the pocket. Andrew Van Ginkle's right there. Hops over the other defender and then gets enough yardage for the first down. Two throws today that I think were his best two throws of the season so far. Even better than the one to Adunze last week on the back shoulder. That scramble, that's his best scramble of the year. He's playing some great football this afternoon.
Well, it made me feel like I was back in the fall again. Although we, you know, I want to say we're getting close, which we ultimately are, right? We're going to have training camp for the Bears coming up in about a month and a half. Judson Richards back here with you on 6-7 The Score. Although this weekend, studs, brace yourself. Saturday is going to be a high of 96 degrees. Sunday and Monday could be a high of 97 degrees, which could tie a record going back to 1988. So that audio made me sound, was that Fox? Right, that sounded like
that was
my buddy.
Fox. Yeah,
was that my buddy Moose Johnston? It's not really my buddy, but I like to pretend he is. On Sundays, we're
friend of the station,
friend of the station, and a friend of mine when I'm on my couch Sunday because I enjoy the way that he calls a game. Former Dallas Cowboy great. It felt like the fall this weekend. It's going to feel like Arizona, probably a bit more humid, but you know, Bears, it's going to be here before we know it. 312-644-6767. Enjoy that conversation with Carmen Vitale, and we'll get back to the Cubs coming up at 7:45. By the way, does Nico Hoerner deserve to be an All-Star? Yes, he does, but did you hear what Nico said when he was asked if he felt like he deserved to be an All-Star? That's coming up in 15 minutes. Thought that was a great, really interesting interview with Spiegel and Holmes, so try to get in between the ears of Nico, so that's coming up shortly. But the discussion there about what Caleb Williams will look like and how he may or will look different in 2025 as opposed to 2024. Listen, one of the greatest strengths of Ben Johnson is simply understanding his roster and the skill set. Now, I can't say that's going to be his greatest strength here with the Bears because we don't know if it'll be any good. But recognizing a man that was able to be an offensive coordinator that scored 33 points a game over the last 3 years, you can say, yeah, he was pretty good at recognizing what they could do with that offensive line. Jared Goff, who virtually had been thrown away in the NFL and was given up because they wanted to do a favor for Matthew Stafford and virtually were okay with starting over with what he was able to do with Jared Goff, a pretty good offensive line and then some other weapons and what we saw from Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta from a tight end standpoint. But one of the issues last year with Caleb Williams is you felt like the Bears decided that they weren't going to be what was one of his biggest criticisms. Ultimately, what could be a criticism in a guy that likes to scramble around, does get rid of the ball in time, or stays in the pocket too long instead of using his legs. Right, the natural gifted ability, like we just heard, and we revisit the highlight in the top of the hour here, of when he took the ball from the running back when he was at OU, virtually stripped his own teammate just to go make a play. Just to simply go make a play. So if Ben Johnson tries to simplify the offense a little bit, one way you can do that, because what does simplifying an offense mean for a quarterback? Less reads. Instead of having him go through his progressions of three receivers or four receivers, how about just one read? And so one way to do that is for him to decide, should he hand the ball off or should he just hold on to the football? Because one of the things that I was very, very impressed with about Caleb Williams, besides his maturity at the podium, which I've said I think was the best thing that he did in 2024, when he was out of the pocket, he seemed to have a great feel for when to not get hit hard. Sometimes he decided to get hit hard, which I would advise against, but I don't remember many times where he was blindsided open field, right? Maybe in the pocket, but that was more just of walls collapsing on him because he didn't get out in time. But to me, Caleb has a very natural feel when he's out in space, right? When to go left, when to go right, when to go forward, when to get down. So I find it really hard to believe that Ben Johnson will not utilize in a much better way than the Bears did last year for Caleb Williams to have some design runs, for it to be a real threat, a real feature in this offense. JT O'Sullivan, former NFL quarterback, does a great job with the QB school, wherever you find it, Patreon or YouTube otherwise, with Spiegel and Holmes on what Ben Johnson may marry with Caleb Williams' skill set for this upcoming offense.
I think of Ben Johnson as a very creative offensive architect who took, you know, certainly have a number of pieces in Detroit, but I don't think a whole lot of people before he got to Detroit, myself included, had any idea who the hell he was. And so to take a very strong offensive line, some nice pieces on the perimeter, get a young tight end, get a guy who essentially playing quarterback nobody wanted in the league. Now, he might be have been a first overall pick at some point and a Super Bowl quarterback, but people weren't beating on the door for Jared Goff. And to lean into the strengths of that unit and make them one of, if not the premier offense and scheme in the league, is something that you would be fired up for any quarterback to be associated with, let alone a guy who I personally am very high on in Caleb Williams' skill set to be able to go create, extend, lean into what he does really well. So I'm excited to see what Ben does leaning into the strengths of Caleb's game, because I think he did a great job of allowing Goff to be Goff at its best. And so what does that look like for Caleb? I honestly don't think we know. I think that's up to them to determine, and that's got to be kind of the exciting thing about it.
You know, Studs, if you remember a couple weeks ago, remember I laid out my statistics for you. By the way, great stuff there from JT O'Sullivan, who knows football. JT, I think, has been with like 10 teams in the NFL, bit of a journeyman, but all that means is you got to learn more offenses, be around more offensive minds. And so JT O'Sullivan, as much as he knows about it, says, I'm excited to learn what I don't know about what Ben Johnson is going to do with Caleb Williams. But Studs, a couple weeks ago, I laid out my stats for you of expectations of Caleb Williams. And I specifically kept them below setting records for the Bears, because I do think that this may not be this prolific offense for Caleb Williams, because I think Ben Johnson is going to walk him into this thing. Instead of what we saw last year, where the Bears said, Caleb will figure it out on the fly, right? But Caleb's just good enough. Well, he'll figure it out once we get out there on Sundays. Not the case. Not how football works, especially NFL football. So this year, I had Caleb improving 2.5% from a completion percentage. So 65% completion percentage, 28 touchdowns. That's 8 more than last year. 9 interceptions. I just kept it at single digits. He had 6 last year. And then I said less than 30 sacks. He had 68 last year. Way most in the NFL. Perhaps I may have been a little aggressive. He'll probably have more than 30. And then I put him at 3,800 passing yards. But Studs, one thing you didn't say to me was, well, how many yards is he going to rush for? We left out a very, very important statistic of my mediocre statistics for Caleb Williams in 2025. Now, if you're wondering how many did he rush for last year, Caleb rushed for 489 yards. That's 7th most in the NFL. Okay, top of that list blew him out of the water. Lamar Jackson, 915. Jaden Daniels, 891. And then Jalen Hurts at 630. So those are your top three. So what if I told you that I think Caleb Williams could finish in the top four in 2025? Is that wild to think? Is that crazy to think that I have Caleb in the top four? I'd put him as fourth. He's certainly not going to keep up with Lamar Jackson as long as he stays healthy. Jaden Daniels, I'll give him his props. And then Jalen Hurts, we know his style of play. So if I just respect those three, but I think Caleb can be right in that. I think Ben Johnson is going to use him as such. And I think he could be a top four rushing quarterback in 2025.
I don't even think that's a bold prediction. I think that's a solid prediction. That's totally feasible.
Right. Now, he was 7th last year. But all I'm saying is 7th and then top 2, especially. That, you know, 489 yards is 7th. your 1 and 2 is 915 and 891 yards. We're not talking about 10 to 12 yards as we make our way from 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Well, in what was 4th? Do you have what 4th was in front of you?
No, I believe it was Bo Nix, actually. But it wasn't too far under 630 rushing yards. I just think...
Okay, I just pulled it up here.
Yeah.
So we're going to figure this out right now. Rushing... Excuse me. Keep going.
I just think that Ben Johnson, if we look at a quarterback-friendly offense, which, again, I don't think Caleb Williams in his career is going to need a quarterback-friendly offense, but I think Ben Johnson is not going to allow what we saw last year, and that is to somewhat throw him to the wolves. So if you look at quarterback-friendly offenses, you're going to have less reads. You're going to ask your quarterback to make less decisions. So if a quarterback has a design run, oftentimes there is just one read. Which direction does the edge set? Which direction is defensive lineman going? Do I give it to my running back or do I hold on to it? And then is Caleb's natural ability to be great in space? It just seems so obvious. This Ben Johnson will see this is what Caleb did well. This is what was ignored last year, and this is how we can build it. Let's hear from Greg Cosell, because I thought Greg Cosell with Spiegel & Holmes of NFL Films really laid out well what Ben Johnson does so well.
One thing I think that Ben Johnson does maybe better than any, he's essentially a coordinator. Now he's obviously head coach, but as an offensive mind and in the pass game, is what he does is spacing of routes. And that really clears up the picture very often for quarterbacks quickly. He does such a great job with route spacing. It's more, you notice it more versus zone, but it still means something versus man. So that it just presents a cleaner picture for quarterbacks. Keep one thing in mind. When teams play zone on defense, there's stress points, there's conflict areas. The defensive coaches know that, and they're trying to minimize that. The offensive coaches are trying to get players into those conflict areas, into space. So defenses are trying to minimize space. Offensive coaches are trying to maximize space. Ben Johnson maximizes space with his route concepts as well as any offensive mind in the NFL.
Good stuff. Greg Cosell with Spiegel & Holmes. Stress points, right? One way that I think Caleb Williams can really, really stress a defense, which was not utilized in high fashion last year, is his legs. Now, we were going over who was 4th on this list. Lamar Jackson, 1. Jaden Daniels, 2. Jalen Hurts, 3. Kyler Murray was number 4. Bo Nix was 8th, actually, right behind Caleb. But Jalen Hurts, 630. Kyler Murray, 572. Josh Allen, 531. So, bold prediction, but perhaps not that bold. Caleb Williams, top 4 rushing quarterbacks, 2025.
So, if we're saying that Caleb has 575 yards rushing, which is less than 100 yards still than he had this previous year when he wasn't really trying. He only rushed, as you've kind of been hinting on, he only really ran when he had to. There's very few designed runs.
Right.
So if we're assuming...
When he scrambled per yard, the play was vastly better.
Right. It was. So if we're assuming more designed runs for the quarterback, we can assume, I think, at least 100 more yards. So 111 yards gets him to 600. And he easily is going to be in the conversation for 4th. Because, as you said, Lamar's going to run away with his. Jaden Daniels is going to have a good amount. Then there's going to be the drop-off, and he's going to be right in that category. I think 4th is pretty easily.
I think so, although I had a little back and forth with my buddy Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. And Patrick said that he said Caleb is small. I don't see Caleb as a small man. I don't... You know, he's not 6'5". He's probably just pushing at 6'2", closer
Jaden
to 6'1".
Jaden Daniels weighs like 100 pounds.
Right. Now, Jaden is tall, but you're right. And actually, I think I'd feel more comfortable with Caleb getting hit as a bit of a thicker body person than a thinner Jaden Daniels. But Jaden, 891 yards. This is an interesting text coming in from 773. You want to text us? Do so. 312-644-6767. If Justin Fields starts 17 games for the Jets, Caleb's not finishing top 4 in rushing. I don't think I would disagree with that.
It would probably go in some order top 3, Lamar, Jaden, and Justin. And those 3 will be the top. And then the conversation for 4th will start with Jalen Hurts and Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray, most likely.
Right. And Kyler did play 17 games last year, so it got to 572. But more importantly... I just want to see Caleb with the ball in his hand more in space. I know we watch so much of how quickly does a quarterback get rid of the ball. That's great. But it's really great for a guy like Tom Brady who can't move, right? Or someone like Drew Brees who really was small. Caleb needs to, we need to recognize, again, the Bears need to recognize, I think Ben Johnson will, that it's okay. It's okay what he did in college to say that can work in the NFL as well as just a truly naturally gifted athlete who seems to have a tremendous feel in space, whether he's running and throwing or just running. 312-644-6767. We can continue with that. Also, I thought the back and forth between Spiegs and Nico Horner, when brought up about does he feel like and does he wish to make the All-Star team, and I think I have a little inkling of why Nico sounds like he's so hard on himself. Did you hear it? We'll get to it coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
All right, Judson Richards back here with you, going all the way till 9 o'clock. In about 10 minutes, Drew Stevens of the Bigs Media will join us. We'll talk about the Bulls with him. We'll discuss not only who they may take in the NBA draft. Is there anyone falling in the draft that could land in their lap at number 12, but also the situation contractual with Billy Donovan, AK as well, Mark Eversley. So Drew Stevens will join us coming up in 10 minutes. Looking forward to that. Before we get to this audio of Nico Horner and this back and forth with Spiegel and Holmes, I thought was very interesting. Are you good with this nickname MVP that I keep seeing? Were they chanting it? I think it was being chanted at Wrigley Field, but you know, have we landed on MVP? Are we good with that? Like, what if we started saying MVP over PCA? I'm not good with. First of all, the pressure. And the guy's played 208 games in his Major League Baseball career. You got to be careful how quickly you crown someone. Not that I don't think that Pete Crow Armstrong is the next major star in the city. One of the great things I love about Pete Crow Armstrong or MVP, do we have any better working? Are we shopping other nicknames? 312-644-6767. Text me if you got a good one. What if we just called him Pete? Pete. You know, he doesn't love PCA. I think I've heard that, right? Crow Armstrong just doesn't roll off the tongue. We talk about him too much to have it be a two last name guy. So I want to know if Chicago is good with MVP Pete. Because as you may be able to tell, I'm not there yet. But one of the things I love most about PCA's game, even if you think he could have some struggles coming with his swings and pitches that he may chase outside of the zone sometimes, he is so incredibly gifted that even when he's struggling, he's still going to impact the game, whether it's defensively, whether it's, you know, getting on bases, even if it's a rarity if he's struggling. There are so many things that he does from top to bottom on a baseball field that he will always, pretty much always, impact the game. And we are just watching really the best of what he can be as of right now. Someone else that's been really great and I think is third in MVP, in All-Star voting for second baseman in the National League is Nico Hoerner. Nico visits with Spiegel Holmes every Tuesday. It's a great interview. And he's, you know, he's about as straightforward as you get. And Spiegs asked him how he felt about being an All-Star. This was their back and forth.
This is the year. Have you allowed yourself to consider the possibility of being on the National League All-Star team this year?
Yes and no. I mean, it'd mean the world to me. Like, I'm not going to pretend that it wouldn't matter. Like, I 100%, it'd be one of the coolest things that's, you know, happened in my career. But there's so many different ways of evaluating players, and the process has, you know, I think, you know, defense isn't the number one thing that's on there, and I'm not sure that it should be, but, you know, I've done some things well this year, but I wouldn't say I'm like having a big all-star season or something. So, yeah, we'll see how it turns out. We still got some time.
We're seeing you do everything that you do at a really high level right now. Does it feel like you're, you know, in that sense, you're a very good version of yourself right now?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I don't take for granted, like, the things that I am doing well. I think there's times in my career when I've been, like, so obsessed with the things that I'm not doing well that I don't acknowledge the things that are good. So I haven't lost sight of the things I'm doing well, but I just haven't impacted the baseball enough. But, you know, still able to have competitive at-bats and contribute. And I feel like I've left some steals out on the field, too, even though I have some. But, yeah, those moments, there's a lot of them out there that might not seem obvious, but at the end of the game, you feel like you can feel it when you left opportunities out there.
You know what's interesting? There was one phrase in there that really jumped out to me when Nico said, "I'm not impacting the baseball enough." And, you know, from where I'm sitting, before I heard Nico answer that question, I'm saying, well, Nico's having one of the best years of his career because of all of the things that he can do, much like PCA, the way that he runs the bases, defensively how he plays. You know, he's also hitting .288. He's got a .330 on base percentage. I don't have it in front of me, but I think one of the best things that Nico does is runners in scoring position, hitting. He's been one of the best in baseball. The problem is, and when you hear a guy down on himself like he sounded to me, Nico isn't driving the ball, and you can tell that is driving him wild. He's got 17 doubles, a triple, but he's got no home runs. For example, like, look at how Nico's built. Look how Dansby's built. Dansby's got 14 home runs, so his ops is way up. His slug is up. Nico Hoerner, you can tell, at least it sounded like to me, that he's a guy that very much wants to be driving the ball more. And probably driving it over the fence. He doesn't want to be a home run hitter. He's not expecting to hit 30 home runs a game. But Nico, you can tell, is down on himself when it comes to being able to drive the baseball. If you watch his swing, for those of you that like getting into the mechanics of the swing, watch Nico's back foot. His back foot shoots towards the back of the batter's box. I guess I would say to the side of the batter's box. When he swings. So he does not have his feet underneath him. As strong as he is, and he looks, he is virtually only hitting with his upper half. And I could imagine that he's working on it, but you can tell that it's getting him down. But I'm here to say, Nico has earned a chance to be an all-star. I mean, think about how good his bat-to-ball skills are, even with what's happening with his foundation. All right, coming up next, Let's get to the Bulls a little bit. This guy's had a great week. Drew Stevens of the Bigs Media. We will talk to him about the NBA draft being 1 week away. Could a top eight pick fall into the Bulls' laps? We'll ask him. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.